What was that one thing you said about Monty the other day?
Oh, yeah, he always jumps up on the back of the sofa so he can look at me. And he just completely spacked out and fell off the back of the sofa. And then he sat next to me because he was a bit upset about it.
That's when you're like, you're not a cat. I actually haven't heard him tonight.
Yeah, you will.
Of course. He's going to find that squeaky toy as soon as we start, like always. I'm just hoping Snow doesn't, like, start barking at the cats or something. Because I always have to, like, go beat the shit out of her. It's acts like you have to go over, you have to call her name, like, have to, like, make noises, and then she starts running to you, and then she's like, what'd I do?
Draw your sword, knock your arrows, and ready your spellbook. It's time for another episode of The Games. What role will you play?
Good evening, guys, gals, and guildies, and welcome to episode 57 of The Gamesmen, the games that are here to play roles, and I'm going to play a role, your host. I'm Amherst89, and with me today, as always, I got the ever-lovely, smooth-sounding Harley Dan Natman. How are you doing?
Don't know about lovely, but yeah, not too bad, thanks. actually, weirdly tired, but yeah, I've been worse, I've been better. Yeah, average, I suppose, yeah. Tired, very tired.
So tired.
In fact, I've just opened a can of Red Bull, so hopefully that'll keep me through the show. If not, there's a bottle of cider around here somewhere that I'm about to open, so...
Yeah, just put the Red Bull in the cider.
Oh, God, no. That'd be a... Oh, no. Oh, jeez, that'd be disgusting.
You should try it just for fun.
It's raspberry cider.
What flavor would Red Bull be considered?
Arse.
You don't like raspberry asses, huh?
No, but apparently when we were chatting the other night, I thought pizzas had strawberry in them for minute. That was a bit weird. I think I was having a mini stroke.
We had an interesting conversation about strawberry stuffed crusts. I don't know.
I meant to say tomato, but it just came out strawberry. I don't know why. I think it was a little mini stroke or something.
Two completely different words and food items.
Yeah.
Well, how's your week been?
Pretty much the same as the past few. Mum's going to be in hospital for another 6 weeks, minimum. She's just had a center line put in, which is basically like a cannula that goes towards her heart, you know, up the veins, and so they can... I guess so they can get more blood in her quickly and the antibiotics, and it won't close up and doesn't need replacing quite so often. So yeah, she's kind of stuck in there for a minute. I'm stuck here, in a far too warm house that I can't seem to do anything about.
With a far too crazy puppy.
Yeah. I'd quite like to go back to my own house without a dog and... my bed. I miss my bed so much.
And freezing cold.
It's better than being too hot.
True. Yeah, I'd rather put on layers than have to take them all off and then still not be cold enough.
And my PC runs quieter and quicker than mine. I can you know, overclock it a bit more because it's running cooler.
Mm-hmm.
So. But yeah, pretty much same old, really. Still waiting for my flight stick. Still waiting for them to acknowledge that they've received my flight stick. I even have the signature of the guy who signed for it, so I know they've got it.
Let me speak to Tom. Where's Tom?
So how about you, Gary? You've had an important day this week, haven't you?
Yeah, work like normal, but man, Friday and Saturday were hell. So, Friday rolled along, and And
happy birthday.
Well, that was Thursday. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you forgot about that.
Yay, I'm 26 now. My mom's birthday was Friday. Yeah, my mom's birthday was on Friday, so yeah. She's in Virginia right now. It looks like they found the house they're going to get down there, so soon enough it's going to be a few years, but soon enough I'm going to have this house all to myself and Courtney and the animal children. So Friday I had
to need to control your wife. She nearly gave me a heart attack.
Yeah, what was that again, Dan? I was like, well,
Dan,
actually,
I've got some good news.
Yeah, actually we'll get to that because I'm going to talk about I'll do that now. So for basically my birthday, Majora's Mask came out, new 3DS came out, Monster Hunter came out, all these fucking crazy
like
things came out.
You.
Nintendo loves me so much. See, this is why I love Nintendo, because they just do stuff on my birthday. For my birthday. basically it made me spend a bunch of money because nobody bought me any of those for my birthday.
I still haven't bought you your birthday present.
I didn't even expect one. But yeah, on my birthday, Courtney gave me like a card and stuff, a $10 card for the eShop, and she picked up this little figure that's in GameStop that they have, and it's like a bunch of Legend of Zelda things. There's like Skyward Sword, Spear Tracks, and there's another one. I got the one from Skyward Sword. And it's like Link holding up his sword. It actually looks really cool. Other than his face is kind of weird on it. But it was only like a couple dollars, and I kind of want to get them all because they're kind of cool looking. They're as tall as an amiibo, so. And I can get like three for the price of an amiibo. Speaking of that, I got two Link amiibo as well. All that stuff came out, and it was my birthday, and I got the best birthday gift of all, because I think it was the day before my birthday, or it was the day of my birthday, I can't remember. Courtney got a job! It's the first job she's had it's been like over a year since she had a job, and I was super excited, and like, she worked the first day today, and like, we're gonna have more money coming in so I can upgrade my PC and not worry.
That was the thing that got me. Courtney's got a job. I can upgrade my PC.
Tax return has to go all the bills and stuff, and I may have a little bit to upgrade or maybe buy the case and something else. I'm not sure yet. But yeah, Dan, what did you want to say with what she said to you?
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, Courtney's got some good news. Hand over the mic to her.
Yeah. Hey, I'm pregnant. I'm like, holy fuck.
I didn't even expect it either. And she was like, watch this. I was like, what the hell is she going to do? I completely didn't think about it. It was hilarious. Friday came around, and I had to go pick up my brother from school, which is like a half an hour drive away. So went, picked him up, and I was like, you want to go get Majora's Mask? And he's like, yeah. So we went. And went to the GameStop, got it. And
he sounded like some kind of pedo. Yeah, so I picked this kid up at school. He's like, "You want to get Majora's Mask?"
My brother understood. So we went to GameStop, and I pre-ordered the Monster Hunter new 3DS from GameStop a couple weeks ago. And I was like, yes, I'm going to get it. Well, they didn't send out a confirmation that it was being sent. I put one day shipping on it, so it should have definitely either shipped on Thursday or like Friday morning or something to get to me by Saturday. I got worried, so I was looking around. We went to GameStop. It wasn't there. We went to a GameStop by my house, and then we went to a Walmart to see if they had any. Nobody had anything, so I was like, okay, hopefully it ships out. So Saturday morning rolls around, and I wake up, and I look at my phone, look at the email. Sorry, your pre-order has been canceled. Fuck! So mad! So my midlife crisis, because I guess I'm only living to 62. or no, sorry, 52. so I got Courtney up. I was like, okay, we're going to Target right now. So we had to drive a half an hour away to Greensburg, and we went to Target. Nobody had, and it snowed the night before, so the roads weren't that great, because it was early morning and they weren't doing anything. But by the time we finished, like, the roads were fine.
I'd have been thinking, good, there won't be that many people out. I might be able to pick one up.
Yeah. So we get to Target, and the woman there, I'm like, oh, great, she's an older woman. Because I looked at the 3DSs and everything, and it says, like, new 3DS. And they have, like, the black and red regular 3DS XLs in there. So I go up to her, and I'm like, can you check to see if this is in stock? Because what you have there isn't the right item. You know, what in the spot where it should be is not the right item. So she's like, well, first she's like, well, whatever's in there is what we have. And I was like, well, you don't have the right item in there, so you should check it up. So she comes over, looks at it, and she's like, the red or black one. I was like, whatever you have. And then she opens up the case. I thought maybe, okay, they have like a hidden compartment thing where they keep like the extras, and then they pull them up when the stocks get low. So she goes, opens up, there's no special thing anywhere. She pulls out the black one, is like, this one? I was like, no, that's not the new 3DS. And then she pulls out the red one. How about this one? No, that's not the new one. They're different, trust me.
Well, they're all new here, sweetie.
I know, I was expecting that, actually. So she scans. She's like, nope, we don't have any of this one in stock. How about the other one? Nope, none of these in stock. God damn it. Okay, thank you, bye. So we ran out of the store. We went to Walmart next. So we had to drive like another 5 minutes away to go there. Went in there. Nope, nothing anywhere. I wasn't even going to ask people. then we went to GameStop right next door. Nope, nothing there. And then the guy was kind of helpful, and we went in, and I was like, okay, because Courtney was like, oh, they have that puzzle that I was going to get you for your birthday. And so I looked and was like, okay, if they don't have the 3DS here, I'll get that puzzle. So go there, and I picked up Monster Hunter in there, because I was like, I need to get some, and I didn't pick it up yet. So went in, got the game, asked the guy, hey, do you have it? And he's like, no, we're having, he said, like, low shipments, or we're not going to have anything for a couple weeks now, whatever. And he said, which is surprising, because normally they don't do this. He's like, well, as of this morning, Best Buy had online that you could pre-order the black one, it was only, later on I checked it out. Because my brother decided to pick one up as well. But, like, he went and, you know, he's like, okay, oh, I forgot what I was talking about. But it was, like, only pick up in store later on when I checked. So we went to Best Buy, because I completely forgot about Best Buy for some stupid reason. And we went to Best Buy, went in, and then I thought, oh, wait, Toys R Us. Because, like, back in the Wii days, you couldn't get them anywhere for months. And I walked into a Toys R Us and found, like, three in there. I was like, holy shit. So I was like, yeah, if Best Buy doesn't have it, we're going to go in the Toys R Us. So I walk into Best Buy, walk around. I walked right past the 3DSs. I didn't even see them. And then Courtney stopped. She saw them. She's like, Gary, look at this. I went, oh, my God, it's a 3DS. So they had a red one in stock. I was like, I don't fucking care. I'm picking this up now. I'm punching anyone in the face that looks at me funny. So I walk up to the register, buy it, and I had a $25 gift card from Christmas for Best Buy, so it worked out even better because I got it $25 off. So it ended up me getting... Oh, and at GameStop, I also decided to get a Majora's Mask t-shirt because they had it sitting there. I was like, I want you so bad. but ended up me getting the new 3DS, a puzzle, a shirt, and Monster Hunter. I got it for about the same exact price that I pre-ordered the Monster Hunter 3DS for. So I was like, this works out even better for me, and I got more Legends out of stuff. So, after doing that, we went home. I talked to my brother and told him about, like, Toys R Us and stuff. And then he decided to buy one, and he got it. It's coming in mid this week. So, like, Toys R Us still had them to buy on their store. I probably should have gone in there. They may have had something else. And plus, they have, like, some deal on Amiibos I probably should have looked at. but, yeah, that was an interesting, fun time. So we get home. Because it snowed, the driveway was a little covered. So me and my brother, by the time we did it, we ate and did all this stuff. Because Courtney had to fill out paperwork at work, and my brother had to get stuff for school. And I had to get micro SD card for the new 3DS.
Yeah, because it only comes with, was it a 4 gig one or an 8 gig one?
Yeah, 4 gig, and I had like 32, and like I had 8 gigabytes on my 3DS already, so I wasn't gonna work out too well. But yeah, like we went to clean up driveway, and it was perfectly fine. Like basically most of it melted because the sun finally came out, and we only had to do a little bit. Well, fucking 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock rolls by, and I went to the bathroom, and I, like, looked outside, looked at the roads. Roads are completely fine. I go to the bathroom, look out the window again. It is pitch black. You can't see anything. And, like, the tree, I mostly noticed because the trees were, like, moving, like, it was super windy. And I look outside, like, there's just snow blowing everywhere. Like, it's coming down horribly. And in, like, 15 minutes to a half an hour, I can't remember how long it lasts exactly, we got, like, 1.5, 2 inches of snow. And the weather dropped, like, 10 degrees. And, like, we're like, I was like, well, we'll just wait till tomorrow to fucking do it now. We're not leaving for the rest of the day. So, went out this morning. It was horrible. So cold. And, like, I wore, like, 3 layers of clothes going outside, and my face was, like, falling off. Like, oh, it was horrible. But, yeah, like, the roads didn't get touched all day. I walked on the road, and, like, it was literally just a sheet of ice. You could fucking skate on that shit. But it was just insane. Very interesting. And then the last little story I'm going to talk about is transferring your systems. It went very well the second time I tried, because the first time I asked my brother, I was like, oh, look, they have different ways you can do this. There's like a wireless, there's some other fucking thing, I don't even know what the hell you do with it, and then there's like a PC transfer, which I would have done because I did that for my old one, and it really doesn't take long to transfer your files you know, onto your computer and onto the other card.
But you do need a screwdriver.
Yeah, that's, I fucking think that's the stupidest thing ever. It's like, goddamn, phones got rid of that. Like, there has to be somewhere on there you could have kept that memory. But yeah, so, like, it was transferring for 2 hours wirelessly, and Dan should have fucking sent me that thing. But yeah, apparently, like, I should have known just because it's wireless, and I'm, like, transferring 8 gigabytes, which I didn't know until I put it into my computer.
Yeah, and apparently the wireless speed of the old 3DS, I don't know if it's any better on the new one, but apparently it's fairly slow.
Yeah, so I went and like 2 hours passed by. I had to plug in both 3DSs because they're like dying from all this. But like the thing failed, and I was like, God damn it! So I had to restart, and this time I just did the PC transfer, and like I transferred all the files on the PC before it transferred the regular stuff that it had to, which is like, took me like 5 minutes to put them on the computer and 15 to pull them off, which was kind of weird. But yeah, like after that, I was like perfectly fine, worked really well. And this time I didn't lose my Nintendo Network ID, so I'm very happy about that because I'm still playing Monster Hunter, God damn it. And it was funny because last time I did a system transfer was the last time I was playing Monster Hunter. So it's good that that didn't happen. But yeah, like, it's just been crazy shit going on this weekend. Then, like, took my brother home. By the time we took him to school today, the roads were pretty clear. I got, like, stuck at the fucking college because they didn't do the road, and, like, I had to take traction control off and fucking, like, spin it until I could move onto like a clear piece of road, and it was shitty. Duh, hate it. but it's been a fun weekend, I must say. I played a few games, and I'm excited. So Dan, how about we get into what you've been playing for the next minute?
Yeah, well, mainly, in fact, the only thing I've been playing on my PC is Dragon Age Inquisition. I've started kind of getting into it now.
Yeah, you were hating all the fetch quests and all that
shit. Oh, they're still pissing me off.
What did you have to get? You had to get like 30 of one thing, 30 of another. It was insane.
Yeah, there was one I had to get, was it 30 of three different plants or something like that? And then some, I had to find a quarry. And yeah, that was kind of annoying because, you know, there's all these plants and you're seeing them all the time. And if you're playing this for the first, if you've not started playing it or if you're just about to start playing it, pick up every single freaking plant you find. They all stack. It's only going to take up one. Well, I haven't actually managed to fill up a whole stack. I don't know what the stack goes to. But yeah, just pick them all up because you'll need them. But yeah, that got pretty annoying. There's a bit in Act Two where you have all this stuff you've got to collect, and yeah, damn. In fact, there's stuff in Act 1 that I've only just finished because it took me so long. It was like one of the first things I had to do so I could get more power in the area so that, you know, the Inquisition would have more power. And I had to get some
Ovaltine.
Decorative jewels and some velveteen, yeah. And I've only just started finding people that are dropping velveteen, and now I'm in the second act. And it's just like, God damn it, I can finally get this thing crossed off. Thank God. Oh, so annoying. Really, really annoying. So yeah, I'm carrying around all these fucking jewels that I've got to keep for later. And at the moment, there's no way to stash stuff, and I'm just like, So yeah, that was damn annoying. But yeah, it's getting there. It seems to want to make my PC crash every now and then, which is damn annoying.
It seems to be like a fucking I don't know if it's like a BioWare thing or if it's just Dragon Age, because I know Dragon Age, the other ones crashed on my PC a couple of times.
Yeah, it's you know, mildly annoying, especially when you're chatting on TeamSpeak and you're in the middle of a sentence or a conversation, and then it all locks up and you've got to hit the restart button. Control Alt Delete won't do anything. It's just,
yeah, literally, yeah, it just freezes. Yeah.
So yeah, and that's pretty damn annoying. But yeah, it's, you know, the story seems okay so far. It's not really grabbing me. I'm just enjoying running around killing stuff. Killed my first dragon last night. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Gonna have to kill some more. And yeah, you know, it's a good enough game, I suppose. It's certainly long. I'm at least 40 hours in now, and
which is almost getting the double like what the other ones really ran.
Yeah, and I'm only on Act Two. I have been doing a lot of, you know, running around and doing side quests and stuff, and you know, not really pushing the story mission that much. But you know, that's kind of what you do in these games, isn't it? Well, it's what I do. It's not bad at all. It's definitely looking a lot better since the updates. And
people are talking more.
Yeah, I do think that my party members are actually talking more. So that's good.
You said they said something funny, and I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I can't. I can't remember. There's one character, Sarah, and pretty much everything she says is quite funny.
Is she the one that you wanna make bang bang time with?
Yeah, yeah. She's an elf.
Courtney gave me the weirdest look.
Yeah, I kind of did as well. Okay. Yes. She's quite funny. She's, I think, possibly my favorite character so far.
Is she like Morgan, kind of like funny, like the weird, just out there comments?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. I mean, she's a little bit common. But she's very sweet and very funny and.
Oh, like, what's her name from 2? Just like, crap, it's the one that everyone, well, me, you, and Jason love. I can't remember her name. It starts with an M, I think.
Yeah, the Welsh.
Melinda or something.
Oh, I can't remember. But yeah, yeah, it's a good game. I'm enjoying it. It's just I'm starting to feel maybe a little bit burnt out, so I might have to play something else soon and give it a bit of a break.
You would be playing Elite Dangerous, but...
Yeah. You see, the problem is when I start feeling burnt out with a game, I start playing something else, and then I completely forget about that game and where I got to, and I have to start again so that I can...
So maybe it's a good thing that you don't have Elite Dangerous to go to for a while.
I nearly played Assassin's Creed the other day.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you did.
But then I slept instead, because that was probably time better spent.
Sleeping's better than playing this game.
Other than that, a few things on my phone I've been playing in bed. MMX Racing is one. You've got monster trucks, basically. And it's kind of like drag racing, but with jumps. I'm quite enjoying it. I mean, the only control is the accelerator. And yeah, you just floor it, and then when you come to a jump, just as your wheels hit the green line, you take your finger off the accelerator and then back on just as you land. But somehow I'm enjoying it. I like the fact you can upgrade your cars, and you know, it's a nice, easy game to play when you're lying in bed, falling asleep. Another one is Fail Hard, which is it's a bit like Trials, only I'm not enjoying it that much, to be honest. I've stopped playing it. There's some just ridiculous stunts and things you've got to do. There's no long track or anything. There's just coins and ramps, and you've got to basically ride the bike. So you pick up these coins, and to get some of them, you have to throw yourself off the bike to pick up other ones. And yeah, it's all right. It's just a little bit on the pants side. Of course, I've still been playing more CSI Hidden Crimes, that hidden object game. I don't know why I play that every single damn night. But yeah, just kind of enjoy it. And Crossy Road, which is a bit like Frogger.
Only wait, it came out on Android now?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a bit like Frogger, only there's roads and trains as well as rivers with logs going across. It's a bit weird when you're the frog and you die when you go into the water. Yeah, but you know, apparently this frog can't swim. But yeah, it's kind of fun, you know, 5 minute whilst you're waiting for something to download or whatever, that kind of game. It's kind of reminds me a bit of Tappy Bird, only far less infuriating. You know, it's actually playable. And yeah, I think that's about it really. Oh, Space RPG! I've been playing that.
It's like a top-down.
It's like a top-down Elite Dangerous.
God.
It's 2D, so there's no, you know, 3D flying, but yeah, it's not bad. You know, you're going from system to system, trading goods, shooting people, to picking up missions, and it's kind of, I've been playing that whilst I've been listening to the Elite Dangerous audiobook. It's not as good as playing Elite Dangerous whilst listening to the Elite Dangerous audiobooks, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers. I want my flight stick back. Come on, Cytek. Or Mad Cats. Get your finger out.
Somebody. Dan's please. Going through withdrawal.
Yeah, it's horrible. There's loads of stuff in the new update that I want to be doing. You know, I want to be taking stuff to that station that's being built and getting rewards for it, and you know, finding systems and having my name put on them for, you know, the first person that found them, stuff like that. But no, because I refuse to play it with the mouse and keyboard or the 360 pad. It just feels incredibly wrong. So yeah. Anyway, Gary, what have you been up to?
A few things. The one I put on here was, why the hell am I playing Dark Souls? And now, I'm really wondering why I'm playing Dark Souls, because I'm pissed. I have to be in the right mindset to play it, because I am having stupid trouble with something that shouldn't be so hard. And I know, like, once I go back the one day, I'm gonna do it perfectly, and I'm gonna keep strolling along. But, like, the one day I tried to do it, I was super pissed. Because
well, you know, the other day when we were chatting with Lee, and he was like, oh, that's it, I've had enough. And well, the next day he completed it.
Yeah, I was about to say Lee beat the game. So I was like, I'm going to try playing it tonight. And I guess I wasn't in the right mindset, because I didn't. I'm still at the same stupid. Like, I got a little bit further and everything, did some stuff, and then went to Sif, the wolf. And I just cannot get my rolling right and dodging and blocking and shit. Like, he just keeps kicking my ass. I went in 4 times in a row, and he killed me within, like, 30 seconds. And I'm like, God damn it! So I have to, like, just... Like, I'd had one good run where I got him about, like, a quarter of the way down, which is not good at all. And I'm having a horrible time with it. So yeah, I really haven't done anything other than getting that far. There's some cool stuff that happens, but I don't feel like talking about it because it just makes me that upset. Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, still doing that with Steve and Scott and, Acid B and shit. We get up to HR4 and then I did a bunch more, single player stuff. Finally, drove back Cadius, I don't fucking know how it is. And then moved on, did some a couple high rank things, so getting that done. And we fought, last night, Zinnegar, and he is my, favorite monster by far. Like, how he moves, what he does, he's really fucking cool. I really, really enjoy him. So I'm gonna get, like, his full armor set because it's awesome. And he's just such goddamn awesome monster. Other than that, played some Elite Dangerous. A lot of Elite Dangerous lately, like, too fucking much. Last night I got, like, 50,000 credits, which is a lot more than I've been getting just because it's just taking a while and, trying to find missions, trying to kill people, all that kind of crap. I'm having a lot of fun killing people. Like, a lot of fun killing people.
Now, when you take on missions, are you doing, like, one at a time, or...?
I did 3, last night. I pulled up, like, 3. I went to 2 different places, and was like, oh, they want the same thing. Like, I look for things that want, like, rebel missions and stuff, because if I find some with rebel missions, or rebel transmissions, I should say, there are more than, the one place went 2, and normally there's like 3 or 4 or something there. And then the other place went at 1, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna take them both, I'll pick them up, and then, because it doesn't matter where they come from, they tell you where they are, you can, as long as you have a rebel transmission, they'll take it, so, I just did that. And
yeah, it's not like the bounty hunting where you have to shoot them in a certain place.
Yeah, and god damn it. I can never find, like, the pirates, and I won't do the traitor ones because every time I do a traitor one, I always get a bounty put on my head. So I'm like, screw that.
Oh, killing the traitors. Yeah. You don't want to do that because that's illegal, opening fire on innocent people.
So I won't take those on. Yeah. But, like, I guess I could just take them, find them, and then turn it in somewhere else and get a little bit of credit for it. But, like, I don't know. I'm having a lot of fun. I want to upgrade to Viper so then I can upgrade to it. Actually, I can do it now. I just need to get a little bit more money. Maybe I'll do that after we're done recording and everything.
A fully upgraded Viper is so much fun.
Yeah, that's, like you said, I should save up extra money so I can really get it decked out and then use it. Cause that'll be a lot better. That's really it. Just watch the Twitch stream because I've been Twitch streaming it every single time I'm playing, and we've actually talked to a couple people, like Super Lobster and Name Mag. I think that's what his username was, like Name Mag. But yeah, other than that, Majora's Mask 3D, of course. Oh yeah, well, first I should say, I played the Monster Hunter Ultimate 4 demo, and that was pretty cool. I was using the blades and doing all the different, like, little things that they have in the demo, and that was pretty awesome. But that's basically all I did. I didn't even put in the full game yet. So Majora's Mask 3D, I went in, and, like, I know what to do way too well in that. It was kind of cool because the bomber group or whatever the hell they call themselves. I just know it's the Bomber's Notebook. They They are actually hidden in, well, some of them are hidden in different places now. So I was like, oh, where are they at? And then, like, I opened up this barrel and he's actually hiding in a, or not a barrel, but a box. He's actually in the box. So I was like, oh, that's cool. They actually, like, put them in different places because I was looking.
I'm just picturing the, Metal Gear box with the, painted, the woman painted on it.
That would be pretty funny, actually. Like, I open it up, he's just, like, sitting in the box. I was like, okay. Somebody found their squeak toy. But yeah, like, they're hidden in different spots. That was cool. And then I understand why they did it, but I don't like the Bomber's Notebook as much. Like, I liked how it looked a lot better back in the day on the N64, but, like, they have to save screen space, so I understand what they're doing. Same thing with the clock. Now it's just, like, a bar on the bottom that goes through the hours. And something that I found out, whenever you play the one song, where you can go forward in time, they actually do it. Well, how it was on N64 is they did it where you are moving 12 hours ahead or to the next, like, 12-hour increment. So now you can choose, like, any hour, which is going to make it, like, a lot faster than, because, like, I'll be like, oh, I have to be at this place at midnight instead of, like, having to go at 6 at night. I can go to, like, you know, 11 o'clock and then, make sure I'm in the right position. Because some, like, I really like how, you know, like, there is something going on every second. Like, there is, you have to learn patterns of how people move around and what happens and where to be. Majora's Mask was so awesome back in the day. So they made it even better that way. They actually moved some stuff around in Clock Town, like the banker isn't in, I believe it's the western side, and, like, he was in the wall there. Well, now they put him in the wall right behind the clock tower, so that was weird. I was like, what the hell is he doing here? I was like, what did they do with his spot that he was in? Nothing, it's just a wall now. And the one thing that I was actually upset about, because I thought it was really cool back in the day, the little owl statues that you can basically save at, and whenever you play the one song, you get transported to them. You don't have to hit them with the sword anymore to like, activate them. Because you can't, basically you have to play the beginning of the game before you can save for the first time. Which is only like, you know, like maybe a half an hour or something like that, I don't know. But like, I walked up to it as the Deku Scrub, at the beginning, and it, like, just activated. I was like, oh, that sucks. And a couple of different things happened, like, in the Bomber's Notebook and stuff like that. I'm just, like, I know everything. So, I'm noticing so many differences. And, like, they have posters on the wall that you can look at. They have, like, different writings on floors and walls and stuff like that. It's really, really cool compared to what it was back in the day. It looks great compared to the N64.
Yeah, I was about to ask that. And has the sound been overhauled as well, or
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to, because I have it on my Wii U, because it was a Wii download or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll have to listen to it and see what it sounds like with the audio tunes. I think it does sound better though.
I guess to get the full sound with any of the handheld consoles I've ever had, as soon as you plug in headphones, it sounds so much better. So is that the same with the new 3DS? Does it sound better with earbuds in?
I haven't had earbuds in yet, but it was really weird. I don't know if it was how I was sitting, because I was sitting on the bed today, and I was walking through Clock Town, and there's like a guy behind me. they're like hammering on like something because they're working on the festival and everything. And I heard the guy, like, I was completely thrown off. Like, I heard the guy behind me through the 3DS in front of me. I was like, what the? And that, like, it was whenever I had it turned all the way up, whenever I turned it down some, it went away. But, like, once it was turned up all the way, it seems like it was bouncing off what was behind me and coming back to my ear. And so it sounded like surround sound. I was like, what the fuck? It was really awesome. So I don't know if they did something with it or it's just how I was sitting and the sound traveled, but I think I'm going to need to play more on the bed. Because it was amazing. I was mind blown by that.
I'll be interested to hear what you think about the sound difference if you're playing it through some headphones as well.
Yeah, I'll have to get the headphones because I actually don't have any earbuds of my own. I'll have to grab Courtney's if she finds them. Another thing with the new 3DS, the nub moves left and right really easily. Yes, the nipple. It moves down fairly well, but moving up, it seems like it struggles. I don't know if it needs wore in a little bit, because right now it just like it. I kind of have to put my like fingernail, because it's hard to push up. I have to put like my fingernail under it to get it to like push the camera, push it forward so like the camera goes down and stuff. So, I don't know if it's just because it's new and it's really, really, tough. But it was kind stiff of a nipple. Little, yeah, it was very stiff. So yeah, I don't know if that's a problem. But the face tracking 3D is fucking amazing. Like I was playing in 3D the whole time and like I had no problems. My eyes weren't fucking up and shit like that. It was pretty awesome. I really, really enjoyed it. It kind of throws.
You have to get Courtney to drive down a bumpy road whilst you try playing it and see if that's, you know, tested out to its limits.
Well, I have, like moved it around a lot. It even tells you whenever you first use the system. It it goes through a kind of tutorial of the face tracking 3D, and it like shows your body because it's like using the camera to like look at your body where your face is at and everything, and so like you're moving around and it shows you how far you can move it, which is a pretty good tilt before it like goes wonky. Mm-hmm. So like I was moving up and down all around and everything, and like it didn't go away, but once it goes out, it takes like a second to come back in the real focus. I get like a little, maybe not double image, just like kind of weird distorted to your eyes. But it works, very well, compared to what the original 3D was. Cause I couldn't play anything in it because it was just, especially like Mario Kart, I just need to play that again because like I seem to turn the 3DS whenever like I'm going around corners and stuff and I'm drifting. So, I would like to do that now because it seems like it would work a lot better. Majora's Mask is fucking awesome. I knew it was going to be awesome. I'm hoping to get a playcast put together because I can't wait. Other than that, that's really it for what we've been playing. So we're going to take a little break. You're definitely going to hear Majora's Mask music because I'm editing. You have to hear it. And we'll be back in a little bit. We're back, and we're going to get into the news, and I'm going to let Dan take first piece.
Yeah, well, this is BioWare have announced something. A couple of things this week, but the first one we're going to talk about is their Dragon Age Inquisition Patch 5 beta program. And it's something that I've been bitching about recently, so I don't know, maybe they've been listening. Well, they have been listening, but not probably to me, but to a lot of people out there who have been, you know, asking for things to be added to the game. And the two main things that have been added that people have been asking for is the ability to change how your character looks and storage. So patch 5 is going to bring both of those and more, which is even better. There's going to be a select closed beta for people to sign up to. You do that through the Dragon Age Keep as soon as available. We will keep you posted on that. But it's going to be the biggest patch that will be released for Inquisition. And it addresses a number of concerns that people have had with the game. First off, there's the Black Emporium, which I think was in Dragon Age 2.
Yes.
It's a mysterious underground shop run by an immortal proprietor, and in there you can find powerful artifacts and tools to aid your cause, epic weapons and stuff like that, and change your voice and facial appearance using the Mirror of Transformation. They're also adding an auto-attack key for the single player to support people with different play styles. Gary, I'm sure you'll be happy for that.
Yeah.
I just hold down the left mouse button. Seems to work fine for me. But they're also including the option to adjust the size of the subtitles and add a shader quality setting to the graphic options. Obviously, PC version will have the graphics options, I imagine, giving players more versatility when running the game. In Skyhold, sorry, bit of a spoiler, there's a place called Skyhold, they're adding party storage. You don't get there until later on in the game.
Is it like that one place in Game of Thrones, Sky something, Skykeeper? I can't remember what the hell it is. With the moon, what the hell they call it?
Yeah, there's no moon door. Or something. Yeah.
through the door!
But there is a room with a very precipitous drop at the end of it. But that's not a sell. So that's cool. I am really looking forward to having party stories because I keep getting stuff that my characters can't use until quite a few levels up, and it's still happening. You know, I picked up a level 19, staff that would be great for one of the mages in my group, but unfortunately, he's level 14, so I've got to carry it around for 5 levels, and it does take a little while to level up, playing the way I've been playing anyway.
Yeah, well, you're only 16, you said? And you've been playing 40 hours? That's pretty insane.
Yeah. So party storage, brilliant. I'm so glad that that's going to happen. But they're also adding an item tinter, which basically lets you use crafting materials to change the color of armor. So you can look as fashionable or as unfashionable as you choose. Or have them all wearing pink. I don't know. It's your game. It's entirely up to you. There's a load of other changes and improvements in the patch, and people in the beta will get the full list so they can better understand what's going on. As I said, you'll be able to sign up through the Dragon Age Keep in the near future, so keep an eye out for that. Now, due to the nature of the patch infrastructure, it's only going to be open to selected PC users, and they don't have any information on this or other upcoming patches. At the moment that they're going to tell everyone. So it might be a bit of a wait if you're not in the beta before you get those. They're basically using it so you can test it and make sure they haven't broken something else. Now, they were talking about being able to rebind buttons, but apparently that's not going to happen. But they are working on it for the future. So, yeah, it's looking good. I'm looking forward to actually having some of these things.
I may start playing it again after this patch comes out.
Yeah, and I'm sure the item tinter and, you know, all the normal stuff, the stuff that can go across different systems will be there. I don't imagine the graphic slider will be available for the consoles, but. And possibly not even being able to change the subtitles, although that shouldn't be too hard to change. Although it shouldn't be too much of an issue on a console. But yeah, tinter will be, you know, when it finally comes out, that'll be on the consoles as well as the storage, I imagine. So yeah, good news. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm also tempted to wait until, stop playing it and wait until that comes out. Because I don't want to complete it and then. And have it come out and think, oh, do I want to play it again? Oh, I don't know.
I mean, like, I played Assassin's Creed and they finally fixed it, like, 2 days after I beat it or whatever.
Yeah.
Or they fixed it 2 days before I beat it, I should say. It's like, oh, it's running fine now.
Yeah, well, they sort of fixed it. They also broke SLI so that all the reflections would just flicker horribly. But, Yeah, so that's that one. What's next?
Well, something whenever I saw, I got super excited about because I've been waiting for something to come out. But apparently Bethesda announced that they're going to have the first E3 conference. And they're selling tickets. I don't know. They're probably sold out by now because I'm sure people are like, yes. And there have been some rumors. I saw, like, what's the big game they're going to announce? Is going to be Fallout 4, like, you know, Elder Scrolls 6. And I doubt they're going to do Elder Scrolls 6 just because Elder Scrolls 5 came out, you know, 2011. And Fallout 3 came out in 2008. So I'm going to guess they're probably doing Fallout 4 as their big announcement. But they, and it's going to take place June 14th.
And, you know, it may not be Fallout 4. It might be Fallout something. You know, something in the Fallout.
Yeah, I want it to be Fallout 4.
Oh, so do I, but...
Because I think if they had, like, you know, how there's an Elder Scrolls Online, like, if they have a Fallout Online, it's probably going to be done by somebody else as well. And it's not it's gonna be going as to cool. Be as cool.
You know what it's going to end up being, though, don't you?
What?
A it's probably going to be Wolfenstein The New Order remastered.
Well, that wasn't that was published by them. It wasn't they? I don't know. They may have. See, this is the next thing kind of going to talk about. Like, just announcing one game isn't really enough for you know a conference. So I'm sure they're going to show other stuff. Maybe it's going to be like a huge year for Bethesda. And they're gonna bring out all these. Maybe it's gonna be like Rage 2. I don't know. And they're gonna make it better.
Maybe there'll be a new IHRA Drag Racing Sportsman Edition. Yeah, perhaps there'll be a sequel to that. That came out in 2006.
Yeah. another one people are thinking about, which would be pretty cool because I liked the first one. A lot of people didn't really like it as much, but I really liked it. I guess it'd be the same thing with Rage because a lot of people didn't like that how it ended and all that. And like the open world wasn't open world enough. Of course, that was like an id game, and they published that one as well. I don't know if how much to do with developing versus publishing kind of stuff for conferences. But like Dishonored 2, that would be cool to see something about. If they're, I don't even know if they're doing anything like that. I really, really enjoyed the first one, and if they make it better in the second one, that'd be awesome. But what do you wanna comment on?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, okay, they are a developer and a publisher, so we may well be seeing stuff that they want to talk about that they're publishing that's not actually being developed by them as well. As long as it's something that doesn't, you know, detract from one of their games. You know, if it's something that holds up with, you know, that complements whatever it is they're going to announce. You never know. They might be working on, I don't know, a sequel to Wet, maybe.
I don't even know what it is.
That was kind of cool. It was a very stylized shooter. I can't remember who made that now.
People are also thinking about like the online multiplayer game Battlecry that they have. And then there's also something about like a another id game, which is the like the Doom reboot and stuff. So like,
yeah, because Doom is still kind of the release date is still to be determined. So there'll probably be something about that.
Yeah, like I don't know how many games are gonna be. I'm sure like they're you know their big one, like say Fallout 4. They're probably going to take some time. They're going to show what the world's going to be like. They're going to take a good maybe 10, 15 minutes just on that game. I'm trying to think if it's going to be maybe like an hour-long conference or something.
Hey, you never know. They might even be announcing like a console or something. I doubt it.
The Bethesda console. Exclusive Fallout 4. Well, then I'd just fucking have to get it. Because I was so like... Fallout 3 was probably my most hyped game back, like, end of high school into, like, my first year of college and everything. I was just like, oh my god, I watched every single video they brought out, all the post-apocalyptic stuff. I was looking at that, I was like, oh my god, this is really cool, this is awesome. And then, like, I played the first Fallout game, and I was like, wow, this is cool. And then, like, I just played it, and, like, the music and everything, oh my god, I was like, just, it was so fucking awesome. I can't wait to see what they're going to show. It better be Fallout 4. I'm just going to have to go to Bethesda. Like, why did you ruin my dreams? Yeah, that's really it for that one.
Okay, well, next, the BAFTA Game Awards are around the corner. And
wait, they're around the corner? I thought they happened.
No, they've just had the nominations. The awards will take place on the 12th of March, and they're going to be hosted by Rufus Hound, the somewhat funny comedian. At the moment, the key points are, well, the big kind of nominees at the moment are Alien Isolation with 6 nominations, therefore Audio Achievement, Best Game, British Game, Game Design and Game Innovation and Music. And then we've got Far Cry 4, which has received nominations in Artistic Achievement, Game Design, Music, and Performer. Monument Valley also receives 5 nominations in Artistic Achievement, Best Game, British Game, Mobile Handheld, and Original Property. And then 80 Days, Destiny, Mario Kart 8, and Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor pick up 4 nominations each. And the Banner Saga, Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare, Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft, Lumino City, Titanfall, and The Vanishing of Ethan Carter have got 3 nominations. And Disney Fantasia, Music Evolved, Forza Horizon 2, Hitman Go, The Last of Us, Left Behind, Minecraft, Console Editions, Never Alone, The Sailor's Dream.
Can I do that with Minecraft?
I don't know. Valiant Hearts, The Walking Dead Season 2, and The Wolf Among Us all have 2 nominations each. In the performer category, there's Adam Harrington for Bigby Wolf. He was bloody brilliant in The Wolf Among Us.
Yeah.
Ashley Johnson for Ellie in The Last of Us. And Kevin Spacey.
They can't do that because that was the remastered edition as well.
I know. Well, in The Last of Us Left Behind.
Oh.
Kevin Spacey.
Can you do that for DLC? God damn it.
Logan Cunningham in Transistor, and Melissa Hutchinson as Clementine in The Walking Dead Season 2, and Troy Baker as Pagan Min in Far Cry 4. And there are a load of other nominated games, including Assassin's Creed Unity, Broken Age, Counter-Spy, Dragon Age Inquisition, EVE Online, Phoebe, FIFA 15, Football Manager 2015, Geometry Wars 3, Dimensions. I could go on, I'm not going to. So yeah, if you want to check that out, it's taking place on Thursday, 12th of March at the Tobacco Dock in London for the second year. But don't worry if you can't get there, because it's going to be streamed live online at Twitch.
They've been doing that at least the last couple of years, right? Streaming it?
Yeah. And if you want to check out BAFTA's website, BAFTA.org, it'll also feature red carpet highlights, photography and winners interviews, as well as dedicated coverage on its social networks, including Facebook, Twitter and Tumblr. So yeah, check those things out. I do like the fact that we do have such a highly regarded organization as BAFTA actually doing video game awards. I think it adds weight to it.
I just think it needs to be a little bit earlier in the year. Like, some of them do it, like, you know, the video game awards, they do it at like the end, like, you know, December, which kind of misses out on some games in the year. Like, January seems like the month to really do video game awards.
It is sort of award season, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you got the Oscars and shit. I don't know if that's
the BAFTAs and.
Speaking of that, I want different color carpets. Sometimes I hear red carpet. I want to hear like green carpet or something. Yeah, you know,
purple
come on.
Carpet or
yeah,
puce carpet. That'll be horrible.
Plaid carpet.
Oh yeah, get it nicely strobing on the cameras. Yeah, walking down the tartan carpet.
Oh, it just gives everyone an epileptic fit.
Okay, well, that's it. Do check out the BAFTA Awards, but
yeah, we'll probably cover it after it happens. So we'll get
next
those.
Up, something else that's been in the news quite a bit recently. I'm sure we've talked about Valve quite a lot.
Yeah, we always talk about Valve because we're like elitist or something. But yeah, apparently Valve has been, or is asking developers to stop, giving away game keys for votes on Steam Greenlight. Cause that kind of skews the, you know, it's like, oh yeah, this person voted, and you know, the more votes, the better chance you have of, you know, getting up on the store, which, you know, for people that don't know what Greenlight is, it's basically where users can vote, for games that they want to come to Steam. Because it used to be like everything would come to Steam, and then they cut it back a lot, and then they basically got lazy and said, hey, what do you want to come? And a lot of the developers
started getting even lazier, and I think Greenlight's going to disappear soon enough.
Yeah, it was like Greenlight, and then they wanted to go. I'm trying to remember how it went. Like, one thing happened, then another thing happened. They were taking more people in, now they're taking less people in, or maybe it's the other way around. They're taking less, now they're taking more. And that's just going to be back to what it was. But, yeah, so, like, developers are giving away keys for their games if you vote for them. So, basically, they're just asking, you know, the developers to stop it, and basically the rest is just going to be me reading quotes from them. So, they say, when you give away copies of your game in exchange for votes, you put us in a really uncomfortable position. We do not think these votes accurately reflect customer interest, and it makes our job harder in deciding which games customers would actually buy and play on Steam. Because they want to make more money. And then, additionally, when you give away copies of your game for votes, then every other developer on Greenlight thinks that is now the thing they need to do in order to get noticed. We don't think that is healthy for the system or really what customers want. It's basically Valve saying, like, this coming up more recently, and it's hard for them to evaluate, like, games that should be greenlit.
If you've got like the shittest game in the world, but you're getting loads of people to vote and they're getting keys for it, then, you know, there are people out there that'll do that because they want something for what's basically free. I mean, it doesn't take much effort to click, does it?
Yeah.
It strikes me of the cash for votes scandal in UK politics a little while ago. You know, it's not how it should be done. It just isn't cricket.
Well, that's really it for that.
Okay, well, next up, someone who I believe we spoke about last week. Not last week, the week before. Peter Molyneux. In a recent interview, Peter Molyneux said, "It's over. I will not speak to the press again." And when things go wrong for modern game developers, they can go spectacularly wrong, just as they have now with Mr. Molyneux. The veteran game designer, famed for, you know, the god genre, the god game genre even, with his 89 title, Populous, spent the last 3 days under intense press scrutiny, thanks to his latest project, Goddess, being a little bit, in disarray, actually tearing his reputation into tatters. He said, while speaking via Skype from his office in Guildford, "The only answer for me is to retreat. I love my games and I love sharing them with people. It's amazing and incredible thing that I get to do with my life, creating ideas and sharing them with people. The problem is it just hasn't worked." Now, the thing is, it's his latest game that's really, really failed. I know he's got a long history of promising things that he was unable to deliver, but I think that's because he just, you know, he loved what he was doing so much and he had all these plans and he was telling you his plans rather than promising. But when it comes to doing a Kickstarter, then those plans have to be more like promises when people are actually giving you successes to Populous. Godus has really caused all this problem. Well, that and that other game, I say game, the cube thing, Curiosity. There's a bit of a problem with that because the chap who won Curiosity, he was promised that it was said that the, oh, fuck's sake, Monty. Monty. Okay. So yeah, the chap that, clips the last square in, what was it called?
Curiosity.
That was it. He was promised a life-changing, prize.
It was life-changing. All right, he got to see Peter Molyneux.
He got a T-shirt. That's all he's really received.
Well, he gets profit or something from.
All he's had is a T-shirt.
They haven't given him any money from the game.
He's just had a T-shirt.
Wow.
Yikes. But after receiving over £500,000 over Kickstarter to develop Godus, or Goddess, it still hasn't really happened. The smartphone version has been released, but the proper PC version of the game still hasn't. And 18 months after its supposed release date, it's still in development. Furthermore, in a video recently released to the internet, Molyneux announced that the development team will be shrinking so that staff could be moved on to a new title, The Trail. He also announced that many backers would not receive the rewards they were promised for financially supporting the game, and that some Kickstarter pledges may not be achieved. So, what went wrong? Well, he's quoted as saying, "I suppose the big mistake was estimating how long the game would take to make. I very stupidly and naively didn't build enough contingency time into my predictions, and I was 100% wrong. When you're creating something that hasn't existed before, it's very, very hard to be precise about those things. My hope is that in 6 to 9 months' time, people will start to finally see the game they really did pledge for. That will be 2 to 3 years into development, but that's kind of what it takes when you do an original game. I wish it didn't. Up until in mid-January, every single moment of this company was dedicated to Godus. Yes. But the thing is, he's handed over the reins to a chap that was actually just a community member, and it was very, but now this community member is now in charge of Godus, which is kind of weird. Some chap that, you know, no one knows about.
Was known about until Minecraft, so maybe he'll make it amazing.
Well, yeah, you never know. But yeah, when it's gone Curiosity, the winner was a chap called Scott Brian Henderson, and he was promised a 1% cut of any products made from profits made from Godus, and the chance to become the game's god of gods for 6 months to effectively control the virtual universe as he saw fit. On Wednesday, Henderson gave an interview to Eurogamer, saying he's not received his prize. What's more, Molyneux's team promptly forgot him. Apparently, according to Peter Molyneux, they had someone who was looking after Brian, but he left and nobody took the reins of keeping Brian informed and in the loop. That was terrible. It was atrocious, and I can understand him feeling offended by that. I should have made sure that he was still in the loop. So yeah, a lot of kind of broken promises and, you know, a game that's a mess that's he's handed over to a fledgling designer called Konrad Nazinski, who joined the team after being a passionate fan on the game's forums. Some people see this as passing the buck and setting up someone else for failure. And there are, you know, hundreds of disappointed people who invested in the game who want answers about, you know, where their money is going, what's happening with the game. And all they've received is promises and excuses. So, It's been going pretty bad for him, but then I guess the bit that the kind of really stood was he was asked if he was a pathological liar in one interview, and as a result of that, yeah, he's no longer going to speak to the press. So, but then apparently after saying that, he then had a interview on another site, so I guess he couldn't really keep that promise either.
Hence the pathological line.
I think his final quote is, "I think people are just sick of hearing from me," he says in one disarmingly dark moment. "They've been sick of hearing me for so many years now. You know, we're done."
That feels like a suicidal thought there.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't. I've met him once. He's a really nice chap. Bumped into him at a pub in Guildford. And I didn't say much.
You
I was a little
sat
bit
him down while he should have sat him down and be like, okay, you really need to stop overpromising your games.
You need to hire someone
to think for you before you speak.
Yeah. To tell you what you can and can't say.
Did you know you have verbal diarrhea?
But I honestly don't think that there's a... Yeah, I think the problem is he can't really... it seems like he doesn't know what... And I can understand when you're making a new IP that this can be the case, but he doesn't seem to be able to tell what's going to be possible and what the difference between what's possible in the game and what he actually wants to do in the game. And all he ever tells you about is what he wants to do in the game, regardless of how hard that's going to be to achieve. And yeah, that seems like, you know, all the way back to Fable 2, and, you know, and probably before then. I don't really remember that far back at the moment. You know, he's had a long history of
diarrhea,
promising more than he can deliver. And I think that's it. I think he's his own worst enemy when it comes down to it. He just, you know, needs to maybe less be, I know the thing is he's so incredibly enthusiastic about the projects he's working on, and it's hard not to get caught up in it. And, you know, he has these wonderful ideas, but, you know, it takes time and money to make a lot of those ideas happen. And you know, sometimes they're not even possible. So I'm hoping this isn't the last we've heard from him. I hope that, you know, his next game is going to be fantastic and, you know, it'll be good. But, you know, it's always tough when you're starting off with a new studio that's never made anything before, and, you know, and going down the Kickstarter route at the same time. Yeah, I know Brain and Nerd have done that, but yeah, they don't have quite the glaring public eye on them as Peter Molyneux does. But yeah, a bit of a shame. He's a good chap. I hope he doesn't leave the industry.
I don't think he'll leave the industry.
No, I don't think he will either. But you know, perhaps this might be a good thing for 22 Cans. Perhaps they need a press officer. I could do it.
Hire Dan. He'll do it. He wants more money. He needs probably a good paying job there.
Yeah, I'd have to move to Guildford, though. And I moved from Guildford. I don't particularly like Guildford.
You just call him up and be like, hey, I can do this for you. Pay me like £100,000 a year. So
I can do this. I'll have to do it from Devon. And you'll have to pay for fiber optics straight to my house.
It's like, I'll Skype call you every day. Anything else about lovely Molyneux?
I just feel really sorry for him. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's got some issues there, but...
You reap what you sow.
Yeah, unfortunately, he hasn't reaped much in the way of good things, because he hasn't really... So, anyway. What's the last bit, Gary?
Well...
I've just seen what the last bit is.
Our lovely, lovely friends. You know, we talk to them all the time, and I fucking slap them with a goddamn pole. Ubisoft. They had, I don't even think we covered this whenever it was kind of brought up, because I probably hated them too much. But Ubisoft had an unreleased game, they were sitting on a game for the Wii U until it had more of an install base so they can make more money.
Idiots.
So, this crazy awesome game that people were saying, like, hey, maybe it's Zombie U2 or something like that. No, it's fucking nothing like that. It's called Know Your Friends. Who the fuck makes a game that could be on a mobile phone put on the goddamn Wii U? Like, go put this stupid fucking thing on the goddamn Android and the fucking iPhone and shit. Anyway, so apparently this game is called Know Your Friends, and apparently he's Guillemot. I want to fucking kick him in the ball so hard. He said before, like, it will come. And basically, it's like a fucking quiz game. As it says, from the ESRB rating given to it. And this is kind of how it came up in the first place. But it's a multiplayer trivia game where players answer questions about each other's personalities. So it's kind of like that, like, you know, on the sidebar or whatever, like, of Facebook or something. Like, it's like, wow, I was just looking at that mic a week ago or something. Like, crazy. It knows what I want. Like, how's my computer not? It's basically that. It's like, no, you fucking see what your friend's like. I don't fucking know. But yeah, apparently it's going to be like a papercraft style, and it lets you put your face on the fucking papercraft character, and they should have never even, like, said something about it being announced or they're sitting on a game or anything. They should have just burnt it to the ground and left its fucking burnt corpse in a landfill with E.T.
The thing is, it says family, friends and family, but some of the questions, they seem quite risque. It's definitely not a family game for kiddies.
How much porn do you watch?
It has a US rating of T for teen. But there's one of the questions apparently is, people are asking what friends do after drinking too much, which part of the female anatomy do they look at first? And generally, the validity of using torture in difficult times. So, yeah, it's kind of like a weird party game with a bit of, oh, I forgot the name of that game now.
Ubisoft's Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah. But with a camera so that you can have your faces up there and these weird little figures. And it's definitely, it's a young adult audience, I think they're going for, but jeez. It looks rubbish.
I don't want to see it. I'll never get it. I think it's the stupidest fucking thing around. Of course, I hate social media games. I hate, like, stupid games like that. Like, Cards Against Humanity is all I need. That's a card game. I'm sitting around the table with friends or playing it online with you and, like, whoever else is in there and, like, we have a blast. I don't... Fuck Ubisoft. Fed with my dollar, you can shove your own dollar up your ass and make sure it's into like a triangle or something so it's pointy and scratches or something. I really hate Ubisoft. I still play their games, but I really hate them. It's like Destiny. Ubisoft is Destiny. Everyone hates it, but they still play their game.
There's a ridiculous amount of people playing Destiny at the moment, apparently.
Come to us and play, like, Plantside 2, because we're awesome.
Or, you know, just anything else.
True. I just love that everyone says they hate it, but then they play it. It's great. yeah, that's really it for that. So we're going to take another little break, and we'll be back with Quest of the Week and all that kind of stuff. So back in a little bit. Back and it's time for the cleanup. So first off, Quest of the Week. We asked, do you think newer video games are becoming harder to learn? Nobody answered, so we're going to say nobody thinks that. Yeah. Not one person. They're like, yeah. Because I even put someone, I was like, are they harder to learn? And then I was like, if so, like, what's harder about them? So,
there's one part of Dragon Age Inquisition, and it's not hard to learn. I just can't be arsed with it. it's the upgrading stuff, you know. I can make upgrades for weapons and armor, but I'll do that, and then, you know, 5-10 minutes later I'll find a better weapon anyway, so it's not hard, it's just pointless.
Yeah. I don't really find them hard to learn, really. So, for next quest, we're going to ask, what do you think will be shown at Bethesda's press conference?
Hang on, wait a sec. You don't find them hard to learn, Mr. Hang on, how do I use this in Elite Dangerous?
That's different. That's a control system that I've never used before. And the hard thing I found was figuring out how to find the opening to this thing that you say is some way, and I'm like, yeah. It's not that easy.
I'll have to get the webcam out and I'll show you what I mean.
God. But yeah, next quest of the week's going to be, what do you think will be shown at Bethesda's press conference?
Games.
I want to hear what other people have to say about it. You kind of heard what you know, at least I had to say, and Dan. So
games.
Yes, Dan thinks games. What do you think? Non-games? But next up is the TGM check, and I'll let Dan take that one.
Yeah, well, we had one in from Mr. John Mouse, and he says, out the games and RPG, hashtag TGM check, FIFA 15 again! Urban Trial Freestyle, Tearaway, Persona 4, Trials Fusion, and Football Manager 2015. There's some similarities in there, aren't there? I mean, you've got two football-y games, two riding bikey games over obstacles, and he actually also sent us a message the other day earlier on today asking us to help him build a £1,000 PC, so we are going to do that.
That's gonna be insane and awesome.
we may or may not feature it on the podcast, but I'm sure he'll let everyone know what he thinks of what we've suggested for him, so keep an eye out for that.
We love helping people spend more money.
I just wish I could build it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, look at this. Look at this graphics card. Oh, I want to touch it.
Like, no, just give him my old one.
I swear this works perfectly fine with everything. But yeah, next up.
Oh, no, it didn't come also called.
God. So next up is shout outs. Dan, who you got a shout out?
Well, first of all, Duke from the Veteran Gamers. He received his new gaming PC this week, and he was a little bit miffed with it because he couldn't get Skyrim running very well. But after a few tweaks and sorting a couple of things out, it's now running brilliantly and is really enjoying it. So, yeah, glad you're enjoying it. He did say that he thought, you know, the problem was his expectations were really high, and they shouldn't have been that high for the budget he had.
Not building himself and stuff like that. Of course, you spending £400 is like at least $600, you know, dollars and stuff like that. But he spent $500 on his, and I mean, the biggest thing is a graphics card. If he buys a better graphics card, like our kind of range, he'd run Skyrim no problem at all.
Yeah, well, pretty much everything else, no problem at all.
And until Witcher comes out, and it's like, oh, God.
Yeah, I've got to do something about that. Have to rob the post office. Shouldn't have said that. And next up, you, Gary, happy birthday for last week.
Yay. Well, technically this week, so.
Oh, yeah. But by the time people listen to this, it'll be tomorrow, and that'll be next week.
Well, depending how you're looking at everything, I mean, it happened between last podcast and this podcast, so.
Yeah. And I think that's about it, really, at the moment. So, Gary.
I'm going to shout out Mr. Hubba Bubba himself, John Mao, because he put up a picture on Facebook of him looking very dashing in his dress up suit thing he was wearing, and I went hubba hubba, and he's like, oh, I should have chose hubba bubba as a gamer tag or whatever. So we love you, John. Hopefully talk to you and get some PC stuff going with
he's
you.
He's turning into our new Teflon, isn't he?
Yeah, geez, Jason's not even fucking sending in quest a week or any, or TD Jacks or anything.
He writes one article and he's like, yeah, you know what, I'm done.
And then other than John, the regular crew, Steven and Scotsman, and hopefully get him into it. Apparently he's up to HR 3 now. He's going in HR 4, Acid B, getting him up on Monster Hunter. Hopefully we'll have a 4-man crew going, and we may use my brother because he's actually G rank. So maybe next weekend we'll like have some crazy awesome, shit going on with that. So that'll be cool. That's really it for me. I think that's really it. Duke, hopefully, you don't care about your podcast doing, or podcast, your PC doing everything. Hopefully it's just that Skyrim because you play so much of it. that's really it for me. So, web for the week, Tom, Dan, you.
As ever, I am Hudley Dan everywhere. I am probably going to be mainly playing, Dragon Age Inquisition. Actually, I really want to get a few people on to try out the multiplayer. I know we were kind of planning you, Jason, and Lee, and obviously myself for the four player. So that could be quite fun.
We need to do that.
We need to get Lee to actually install it and
need to actually play it.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want to play the main game until he's started and finished. Dragon Age 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's still on Dragon Age 2.
Yeah, well, he started Dark Souls again, New Game Plus, and he was like, it's really hard again. So I think he's going to give that a bit of a break, hopefully. Fingers crossed and toes and everything else.
It'd be funny if Dark Souls 2 went on sale, like, this upcoming week, and he's like, oh, I'm playing that now.
Yeah, don't do that. So yeah, that could be a thing. But yeah, I hardly land everywhere. If you want to get in contact with me, Twitter is probably the best way. If you want to play a game or anything, hit me up and I'll see if I've ever got it. Gary, what about you, sir?
Well, Amber 89 is Elite Dangerous. I've been playing that. Watch me on Twitch. I'll be on there, I'm sure. Playing it because it's I'm showing people the game and we're answering people's questions. Basically, I'm just saying, hey, Dan, answer this. Because Dan knows more about it anyway. Also, Amber 89 is on the Twitters. Amber_89 is my Steam. Amber 2289 is Nintendo Network. Monster Hunter, I am playing shit tons of that. If anybody else actually wants to play, add me, talk to me, you know, we'll play something, I'm sure. That's also Amber 2289 is Origin if I end up playing Dragon Age Inquisition sometime soon. And then Amber 2289 is the PSN, which I haven't been on really lately, so we'll see. Other than that, Dan, tell people where they can find us.
Sorry, I just dropped off for a minute. Yeah, if you want to get in contact with us, there's a plethora of ways to do it. First and foremost, because that's where it is in the list, there is Facebook. Go and check out the Gamesman podcast on Facebook. We are there. Sometimes we even put stuff there, so go and check that out. We haven't had a voicemail for a little while. We want more. Call the RPG hotline at 412-267-RPG1. That's 412-267-7741. Don't call that if you don't live in the States because it will be stupidly expensive. But if you want to send us a voicemail, well, you can also, you know, just record it on your PC or Mac or phone or whatever and email it to us. The email address is thegamesmanrpg@gmail.com. Obviously, you can, you know, just send a normal email if you'd rather do that. If you'd rather be restricted to 140 characters or less, you can always tweet us. Our Twitter account is @thegamesmanrpg, and we have a new follower this week. It's at Pilchreed. Pilchreed, PILCHREAD. Thank you very much for following us. Don't forget, you can also use Twitter to answer our #TGMcheck and #TGMquests. It's once a week, so it's not too hard. Just tell us what you've been playing with the TGM check and answer our quest of the week with TGM Quest. Don't forget, we've got a YouTube channel. You can check out our videos there. It's youtube.com/thegamesmanrpg. No new followers or whatever it is on that now. We have a Twitch stream. We've been using it recently. Gary has been streaming a hell of a lot of Elite Dangerous. You can check that out over at twitch.tv/thegamesmanrpg. And as ever, please, someone, give us a iTunes review. Please. Thank you. Maybe. Anyway, I don't want to play something, so Gary, get us out of here.
All right. So that's going to do it for episode 57. On behalf of Mr. Harley Dan, I'm Amaris. We are the Gamesmen. Until next time, we ask,
what role will you play? Oh, look, Jason's calling.
Yeah, he called me, so I...
Let's see what he's got to say.
If he screws up my audio, let me make sure we're still recording. Looks like we're still recording.
Hey there.
Hi, Jason.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
What you doing?
Ooh, we're recording a podcast.
Oh.
Sounds very quiet where you are. What are you doing?
Eating supper. Eating dinner that I just got done making. I didn't know you guys are recording a podcast.
We only do it every Sunday at midnight my time.
Oh, that's right. It is midnight your time. Oh, shit. I wasn't even paying attention.
I did decline your call for a reason.
Okay. You guys have fun. I'm going to go talk to Guardian in TeamSpeak then.
Yeah, we'll catch you when we finished.
Yep.
Okay, fine. Oh, and I'm lying. I totally knew you record a podcast. I told Gary when I was going to interrupt it.
Of course.
So joke's on you for answering.
I knew that's why I did it, too, because that's Jason thing now. Oh, God. Okay, well, it looks like we're still recording. If we don't have a podcast after this, I'm going to have to go to Mississippi and murder him. Oh, God. She's acting like she's chewing on the bone, but the bone's not in front of her.
Monty is he's really sneaky. He'll have his like chew toy near him, but he'll be chewing something else. You'll think he's chewing his, but actually, you know, he's got a sock or a toilet roll or important letter or something that he's chewing up. It's just really cheeky little bastard. Oh, I've got to go piss.
Yeah, so the dog did something while we were recording that first segment that she's never done before. And so she's in the room for the rest of the night. She pissed on the bed.
Ooh.
Good thing is that the sheet and everything caught almost all of it. It won't take us too long. We're basically done.
Yep. Oh, excuse me. I came out of nowhere. That must have sounded horrible. Terribly sorry.
It was a little loud.
That's going to be in the outtakes, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
If not fully satisfied with this podcast, please return any portions for a full refund.